From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno and ASEAN Tourism Forum delegations visit Travel Expo 2023 in Yogyakarta. Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono says Indonesia ready to host World Water Forum. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno and the ASEAN Tourism Forum delegations visited Travel Expo at Yogyakarta Expo Center on Saturday evening. He said in a press release received on Sunday, he also remarked the enthusiasm of sellers and buyers was quite high when the best tourism and creative economy products were showcased. As a result, the destinations and centers of creative economy in the country, which are starting to improve, can be exposed to show the revival of Indonesia's tourism that has an impact on society. The ASEAN Tourism Forum 2023 exhibition, which is part of this year's ASEAN Tourism Forum meeting, is divided into two main events. They are Travel Exchange and Indonesian Tourism, MSME's Creative Economy, and Culinary Festival. The government of Indonesia expressed readiness to hold the opening of the 10th World Water Forum on February 15 to the 16, 2023 at the Jakarta Convention Center. This was stated by Minister of Public Works and Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono, a statement in Jakarta on Sunday. He also pointed out that the kickoff meeting is targeted to attract 1,000 participants. He also said that as of February 1, 2023, there have been more than 600 participants who have registered. The 10th World Water Forum will be held on May 18 to the 24, 2024, with the theme Water for Shared Prosperity. It is hoped that the World Water Forum will become a place for various stakeholders from various countries to share experiences and innovations in responding to various challenges in global water management. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, who emphasized the importance of maintaining quality, aesthetics, and environmental sustainability in the construction of the infrastructure for the National Capital City Nusantara, or IKN. In his written statement on Sunday, Minister Basuki said, "So far, the overall physical progress of the IKN infrastructure has been completed up to 14% and it is running well in accordance with three main principles, namely to ensure quality, aesthetics, and environmental sustainability." Now we move to the international news. More than 300 people were killed in two countries after one of the strongest earthquakes to hit Turkey in more than 100 years sent tremors across the region, collapsing buildings and sending residents running into the streets. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck just after 4 a.m. Monday morning local time, 23 kilometers or about 14 miles east of Nurdagi, Gaziantep province. Nurdagi is located along the Turkey-Syria border, and the quake was felt in several countries across the region, including Syria and Lebanon. Until Monday afternoon, local time of Indonesia, at least 76 people were killed and more than 440 injured in Turkey, according to the country's disaster management agency, AFAD. Next, we have the United States military said on Sunday it is searching for remnants of the suspected Chinese surveillance balloon it shot down the previous day in a dramatic spy saga that has further strained American-Chinese relations. A successful recovery could potentially give the U.S. insight into China's spying capabilities. Though U.S. officials have downplayed the balloon's impact on national security, regional analysts and diplomats are closely watching China's response after a U.S. fighter jet shot down the balloon, which Beijing says was an errant weather monitoring craft in the Atlantic off South Carolina on Saturday. Pakistan's former President Pervez Musharraf, a key U.S. ally in the campaign against al-Qaeda following the militant group's September 11, 2001 attacks, died in Dubai on Sunday after a prolonged illness. He was 79. Musharraf, a former four-star general who seized power after a 1999 military coup, died in hospital in Dubai, where he was living in self-imposed exile since 2016. We end the news with Britain, which faces its largest ever strike by health workers on Monday as tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance workers walk out in an escalating pay dispute with the government, spelling further disruption for an already strained health system. Nurses and ambulance workers have been striking separately on and off since late last year, but Monday's walkout involving both largely in England will represent the biggest in the 75-year history of the National Health Service. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian Embassy in Moscow, in cooperation with the Friendship Society with Indonesia, FSI, and the Russian Association for the International Cooperation, RAIC, held a cultural arts performance entitled Indonesia-Russia Friendship. The activity was held at the Gostnini Dvor Atrium, a prestigious exhibition hall located near Red Square, Kremlin, Moscow, on Thursday. In a press release received by Antara on Saturday, it was also stated that the event was in the commemoration of the 73 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Russia. First Secretary for Media Functions or Information, Public Diplomacy, Social and Culture of the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow, Hosea Arbe Manurung, explained that the stage featured a collaboration of cultural arts from the two countries in the form of Indonesian dances by a dance studio. Kirana Nusantara Dance, assisted by the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow. Meanwhile, Russian dance was performed by Moscow City Creative Group Folk Ensemble Kladets, led by Vyacheslav Ursrov. In addition, there was a demonstration of pencaksilat by the Russian Pencaksilat Federation, led by Valery Maestrovoy, baritone singer Raymond Sihombing, an Indonesian diaspora who lives in Moscow, sang Indonesian and Russian songs. In addition, on the giant screen, the tourism promotion film Wonderful Indonesia, produced by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy of the Republic of Indonesia, was presented. Documentary films about the visit of the Prime Minister of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, to Bali in 1960 and President Sukarno's visit to Moscow in 1961 were also presented. In the atrium of the Arts and Culture stage, 15 archival photos were also displayed, showing the correspondence of officials from the Soviet Union and the Republic of Indonesia regarding the recognition of Indonesian sovereignty and the opening of Indonesia-Soviet Union diplomatic relation. There are also photos of visit and meeting between leaders of the two countries on various occasions, as well as photos of the activities of the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow. The cultural arts performance was officially opened by Indonesian Ambassador to the Russian Federation, accredited to the Republic of Belarus, Jose Tavares, along with Deputy Director of Asia 3, Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation, Vadim Velikanov. The cultural arts performance of Indonesia-Russia Friendship is part of the Golden Hands of the World activity, which was attended by the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow from January 24 to February 5, 2023. This activity exhibited various objects of cultural arts and creative industries by micro, small and medium enterprises in various regions in Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event on February 6, 1925, when writer Pramudia Anantatur was born. Pramudia Anantatur is one of the great writers that India has ever had. He has written 50 works and translated them into 42 foreign languages. His works take the form of articles, poems, short stories, and novels. Pramudia's works, which are full of social criticism, put him under arrest for 3 years during the Dutch colonial period. During the reign of President Suharto, he was detained for 14 years as a political prisoner without trial. He passed away in Jakarta on April 30, 2006. Now we move to the next event in 1958 about Munich tragedy. On February 6, 1958, a British European Airways plane crashed right after taking off from Munich Rim Airport, Germany. The plane's destination was to Manchester. A total of 23 people died in the accident, including 8 Manchester United players who had just qualified for the semi-finals of the European Cup. During takeoff, the pilot had to abort his first two attempts due to engine problems. On the third attempt, the plane couldn't gain enough lift and crashed into the railing at the end of the runway. The plane then crashed into an empty house and exploded. We end today in history on February 6th with Anti-Female Genital Mutilation Day. The United Nations General Assembly in 2012 designated February 6 as Anti-Female Genital Mutilation Day. The purpose of this commemoration is to eradicate the practice of female circumcision. According to UNICEF official website, female circumcision is a violation of girls' rights and can cause serious health complications and even death. Girls who are subjected to circumcision have a risk of child marriage and dropping out of school. Circumcision threatens the ability to build a better future for themselves, their families, and communities. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia entitled Britain and Indonesia Increase Transportation Cooperation. British Export Minister Andrew Bowie visited Jakarta on February 1st to the 2nd, 2023 to enhance strategic cooperation in the development of the transportation sector in Indonesia. During the visit, Minister Bowie on Thursday met with the Minister of Transportation, Budi Karya Sumadi, to discuss collaboration between the governments of the two countries in the field of railway development. According to a statement from the British Embassy in Jakarta on Thursday, this collaboration is a form of support for sustainable infrastructure development plans in Indonesia. The meeting of the two ministers is a continuation of the letter of intent on the development of railways signed between the British and Indonesian governments in November 2022. The move is also a follow-up to the expression of interest from the UK Export Credit Agency, UK Export Finance, to prepare funding worth about $1 billion to support the development of the Jakarta Integrated Raya Mode project. Minister Bowie reiterated British support for the expansion of urban transportation in Indonesia. Furthermore, Minister Bowie and Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi also witnessed the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on Sustainable Commercial Shipping Cooperation. The MOU stated a desire to strengthen cooperation in the transportation sector. See. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia for today from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini tertawa, oh, di saat hati.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Emmanuel Old Church, one of the many historical heritages in Maluku. This church is located in Hila Village, Salahutulay Hitu District, Central Maluku Regency, which is about 42 kilometers from the downtown of Ambon City. This church was first built by the Portuguese in 1659, and it is the oldest church in Maluku Province. This building looks very simple, and its walls are made of wood painted white with thatched roofs and a bell pole adorning the courtyard. The design of the building is also very simple, with a pulpit facing two rows of chairs that line the back and a small room for the pastor. This church was damaged by the civil war that occurred in Maluku Province in 1999. Then, this church was rebuilt with the same architecture and form after the war subsided. To visit this church, you are not charged a penny, but you must fill out a guest book and an offering box as a form of solidarity to help maintain this church. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa ku ingat detik
mm
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about stay at the hotel, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Sudah Pesan. Saya Sudah Pesan, which means I have ordered. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apakah sudah pesan kamar?
Ya, saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Sudah pesan, which means have ordered. Melalui aplikasi, which means through application. Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi. Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi, which means I have ordered through application. Isi formulir, which means fill out the form. Sudah sarapan, which means have had breakfast. Minggu lalu, which means last week. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi. Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi, which means I have ordered through application. In the sentence, there is the word sudah, which means has or have. That is followed by pesan melalui aplikasi. Pesan melalui aplikasi, which means ordered through application. To tell about a finished activity, you can use the word sudah, which means has or have, followed by the finished activity. For example, pesan, which means order. Let's listen to the other examples of showing a finished activity. Saya sudah isi formulirnya, which means I have filled out the form. Saya sudah sarapan, which means I have had breakfast. To show a finished activity, you can add past adverbs of time. For example, minggu lalu, which means last week. For example, saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi minggu lalu. Saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi minggu lalu, which means I have ordered through application last week. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apakah sudah pesan kamar?
Ya, saya sudah pesan melalui aplikasi.
Thank you. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VY listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Air dan Api by Amira and Axel featuring Vivid. The song Air dan Api, which was popularized by the band Naif, was released in 2005. It tells a story about the feeling of love that could turn into hatred. The lyrics of Air dan Api, which in English means water and fire, tell about the relationship between people who have different personalities, like water and fire. Alright listener,
Here is Almira and Axel featuring Vivian with the song Air dan Api. Enjoy!
Ataukah kita belum mencoba memberi waktu pada logika, jangan seperti selama ini hidup bagaikan air dan api.
Of Indonesia.
Kamu yang dulu
sandaran ternyata saat ku lemah, saat ku lelah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuat aku yang terkadang kau tangisi. Jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
kesepian yang meracuni. Hapuskan mata hati dirimu selalu. Ingin ku coba tukrai dirimu. Semakin kau menjauh tinggalkan diriku. Ingin ku coba tukapai cinta.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Boy, I've seen your heart in the darkest hour, seen you fall apart like a dying flower, and it hurts me so, you have let me down. But I tell you that I love you, and I'll fix you up. You got demons, I got mine, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry, look from up above. Oh, I
they can say you back. Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI _official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI _official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.